Well, once again, our segment Racetracks Everywhere. Let's travel to another destination. Let's go to the northern part of New South Wales, not far, I believe, from Tamworth, and the small country township of Barabar have a once-a-year race meeting, and they are going to have the meeting this week, obviously, with no crowds on track. And Leon Cummins is the club president. He takes our call. How are you, Leon?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
How far are you from Tamworth?
Just an hour.
Right. 3 days. What's the population of your small location there at Barabar?
About 2,000.
Okay, so a few people there, but sadly they won't be on track for your race meeting, and you didn't race last year either, so it's been a few years since people attended a meeting at your racetrack, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been 2 years, and that was one of the main reasons we wanted to race now. Not so much for the crowd, but even the committee gets sick of things if you don't race, and the running rails, you know, because it's only once a year, your running rails go to the pack and things just go to the pack a bit. So at least this way we've got everything tidied up and we're ready to go.
Now, I'm not up to date with changing restrictions in regions anywhere, because they do change and some people can gather, some people can't. But even though people can't come to the Barabar races to be there in person, I believe your township, though, has come out of lockdown, so I'm not sure what that means for people going to the local pub or still getting together and celebrating your race day. What are your restrictions like locally away from the race meeting in your township?
Well, I think everywhere you go, restaurants and shops and pubs and clubs and things like that have all got that 4 metre rule. You know, and you know, you've got to be sitting down to drink and all this sort of business. That's all sort of on in town. But this is a race in New South Wales rule that they're racing without a crowd, which is good. Racing New South Wales, well, all the racing has done a terrific job to keep it going. You know, it's a very big industry, and they're lucky they've been able to keep it going, which is good. And they've done a marvellous job racing New South Wales, as every other place too, you know.
So tell us about your racetrack itself. How's it shaping up? Tell us about the surface and the track for our racing audience here in Victoria.
Well, it used to be a dirt track for years. And anyway, the season's been so good and haven't had the horses working on it and haven't had the wear and tear. It's now a grass track. So this is the first time we've ever raced on a grass track.
Really?
Yeah. So
when did you make the change? Was this not used last year, or has this happened because you've had time on your hands? If you'd raced last year on your track but you didn't, what would the surface have been then?
Yeah, it would have been a turf last year too. But after the drought, there are a few people who give away training there, and we haven't had the wear and tear on it, but the horses work there. Like, you know, if you've got a track and you haven't got a training track and you've got 30 or 40 horses working around every morning, it's pretty hard to have a grass track. So it was just easy to maintain, look after, was a dirt one. So now, with the less horses, there's probably only one or two go around every morning. And now it's a bit easier to have a dirt track, a turf track, sorry.
So how far is the racetrack to where people live in your small township? And second part of that question, because you've raced for years and years on a dirt track and now you've proudly got this turf track, which they can't attend, have locals detoured to have a look at the surface in recent months or the last year just to say well done to the committee?
Oh, well, you don't get many comments, especially if they're good ones. You only get a kick in the bum if you do something wrong. So I haven't heard of that, but no doubt it'll go down all right.
So are you proud of it? And I guess you've had, stewards run horses there a few times over recent months, given this will be the first time you've ever had a meeting on your turf surface.
Yeah, no, there haven't been any other horses go around, only just the horses at work there. So, but the steward came up the other day and he gave a tick of approval. He's really impressed with it, a new steward here.
We're chatting to Leon Cummins from the small country township in New South Wales of Barabar. A couple of thousand people live in that region, about an hour from Tamworth. They just came out of lockdown in their township, but of course, they can't be on racetrack for their meeting this week. And the uniqueness about the meeting at this club is they didn't race last year, so they actually haven't had a meeting for 2 years. And sadly, if we ring Leon in a year's time, essentially, if things change, it'll be 3 years next year before people attend a meeting. But the big thing for the race club is that they've gone from a dirt track to a turf track, and they're proudly going to have that for usage this week. So how are nominations and entries? Can you compare them to previous years? Do trainers in the region love the fact that they're racing on turf? How are numbers compared to, say, 2 years ago?
Well, they're not too bad. I thought they could have been a little bit bigger, but the last few weeks we've had a lot of dry tracks, and they put extra races on to cater for the wet ones. And there's a racing at Warren, which is not that far away, and there's a meeting at Armidale on the Sunday, which is only an hour away. That's on the Sunday. They had a meeting at Armidale last Saturday, so there's been plenty of racing on, and Racing New South Wales has kept it up to them pretty well, which is great. And but you know they're just average. They're just they're all right. There's nothing wrong with them, but they're not as great as what I thought they might have been.
And your township, I'm looking here, is a rural service centre. We can tell by the description of your main race, the Barabar District Cattle Breeders Cup. So obviously cattle in the region and so on. So how is life in your region, in your township, away from racing?
Oh, terrific. Cattle prices have never been as high. Studs are probably nearly, they'd probably be up an average of at least 5,000 a head. Any studs are selling bulls up 5,000 on last year. Cattle are making, you know, I sold some good steers the other day for 3,000. The better ones last year, the same chaps, they made 2,000. So it's a big difference. It's just, and things are looking pretty good after the drought, but they had a tough time. They deserve it.
So I'm sitting in a studio in Carlton at the top of Melbourne, Elizabeth Street. Not sure if you've ever been to Melbourne over the time, but I'm looking out at the city here, and I just enjoy the fact that you're telling me you got 3,000 a head for steer, so that's a good price, is it?
That's a good price, yes. And even store steers, you know, like a lot of little younger plainest of store steers are making the 2,000. So, you know, it's probably five times what we were getting a few years ago, which is great, but the numbers aren't about either.
Well, I'm sure we broadcast right across the state, so our farmers and those in country regions will know exactly what you're talking about. Away from the land in terms of work, the land is a point of recreation. I'm having a look at some of the things that people come to your region for. There's a couple of very unique photos here. One looks like it's a movie set, like Chernobyl. It's the abandoned asbestos processing plant at Woods Reef. Is that near you? Do people actually go to that ghostly-looking building as a tourist spot, is it, or...?
I wouldn't have thought so. I don't know why you'd go. It's just a big hole in the ground. But
there you go. Well, let's move on from that. But they do go to a place called, is it Mount Capita?
Mount Capita.
Because I'm looking at people standing at the top of a little bluff or grassed area with rocks, and they're looking out over the region from higher top. How tough a walk or a climb is that?
Yeah, it's a pretty fair walk. I went with the school one time, and some of the parents had to go with the kids, and I went there, and it was long enough, don't worry about that. They didn't mind it, but I knocked up a bit.
So it sounds like you love your life there in Barabar, do you, Leon?
Yes, it's a good little town, and a good lot of people, and yeah, no, it's all right. I suppose it's only what you make of it, but anyway, it's good.
Well, you have a great race meeting. Let's hope people get there. We'll give you a call in a year's time. And, gee, when you think about that you didn't race last year, you can't have people on track this year. I reckon if things get back to some normality in a year's time, won't next year's rendition of your meeting be a beauty with celebration and people there, hopefully?
Well, I'm thinking so, and that's why we had this. We'll lose money out of this meeting, but I'm not worried about it so much, because I think what we lose we'll pick up next year with a bonus, with the big crowds, and we'll just make it a big time next year. I think people will be wanting to get out and wanting racing. They haven't been there for 2 years, so well, we're hoping what we lose this year we'll pick up next year.
All the best, Leon. Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you.
Leon Cummins there, small township of Barabar. Love chatting to those people connected with those places. About an hour from Tamworth. And a couple of very interesting things there. They've had a dirt track for years and years, and since they last had a meeting, which was 2 years ago, they've now created a turf track, which they'll proudly use for a meeting this weekend. Of course, no one will be on track there in that part of New South Wales. And the other good news, Leon told us, is get $3,000 a head for steers at the recent sales.